Congress will be back in session after Labor Day with still much to accomplish. The House has been very productive on agricultural issues, but the Senate has yet to move on many of those bills. I talked with Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois during the Farm Progress Show this past week about legislation regarding GMO food labeling, the Clean Water Rule, and country of origin labeling.
Let's talk about labeling first because you're on the biotech subcommittee. So let's talk about that bill that was passed in the House and why this is so important and where you think it's going in the Senate.
Well, I first want to thank Chairman Mike Conaway for giving me the ability to serve as chairman of the subcommittee on biotechnology, horticulture, and research. And that's allowed me to take a leadership role in creating what I think is going to be a national standard for what a GMO label means. I mean, we have a successful organic labeling program, and what we did is we passed a bill in the House that's going to create a GMO labeling program that's similar to organic, so that when consumers go to the stores and they see a non-GMO label on a product, they're going to know what standards that company met before that label could be placed on there. Because right now, it's a free-for-all. You don't really know what standards need to be met when you see a GMO-free label now.
What do you think about the Senate? Is it going to go anywhere there?
I sure hope so. I hope that Leader McConnell begins to start thinking about implementing a process that's going to move good legislation that we've already passed and get it to the president's desk. That's what's going to stop the logjam in Washington, and that's what I hope we'll be able to do with this bill.
Well, another issue really important is what used to be called WOTUS, the Clean Water Rule that EPA implemented as of last Friday, but a federal judge, just before it was supposed to take effect, went along with an injunction for 13 states, only 13 states. And now we have even more confusion than we had to begin with. Talk to me a little bit about what you think, where we stand with this rule right now, and why it's so important to put some clarity in this.
Well, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised that Illinois was not one of those 13 states. So my constituents have to deal with this lack of clarification on what WOTUS is going to mean to them and their land and their facilities. We have passed numerous bills that I've been a co-sponsor of that will shelve this rule, which I think is what needs to happen. But I think this administration wants their legacy to be governing through the regulatory environment.
Country of origin labeling is another big issue. We've had the final ruling from WTO that says, yeah, no, this is not good. Mexico and Canada poised to put tariffs on in retaliation. The House, again, has gone ahead and passed this and said we have to repeal this on meat. And again, the Senate has yet to do anything. And we're looking at this happen pretty quickly. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's something that was implemented before I got to Washington, but I was proud to join 300 of my other colleagues in trying to fix this. We can't have retaliatory tariffs from our trading partners of Canada and Mexico. We've got a bill that, as I said, passed overwhelmingly in a bipartisan way. I hope the Senate can move it too.
Reporting from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.